It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So, some questionable behavior from one of the candidates for Superintendent of Public Education. Number one, I'm not seeing Channel 4 report on it at all, which doesn't surprise me because they spent all their time writing up a hatchet piece about the Department of Homeland Security head, Mark Wayne Mullen. And then yesterday or day before, I don't remember when it was, a big hatchet piece on James Taylor, who is also one of the major candidates for Superintendent of Public Education. Now, I'm supporting James Taylor, and the reason I'm supporting James Taylor is he's actually spent some time in the classroom. He actually knows what it's like to be a teacher. And although Channel 4 was hitting him with, well, you don't have any type of experience or degree in administration, he answered, that's a plus, which is what I like. At any rate, what was that questionable behavior of the superintendent of education candidate Robert Franklin? I will get into it. And when you hear about it, will it change your mind? I am Lee Matthews, and this is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's 405-608-4377. lmatthews@freedom969.com. That's my email address. And you can also find me on Facebook and on my ex, or any ex my ex profile. L. Matthews. Two T's in Matthews, by the way. Okay, along with that, I'm going to be talking with the about the housing shortage with the Director of Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner. Not the Oklahoma Housing and Urban Development. I'm talking to the Fed guy. And what are we going to do about it? Because it's not affecting Oklahoma as much as it's affecting states like Texas, where the shortage is so great and the demand for apartments is so high that that's all you're seeing being built right now. One major Oklahoma television station is giving up on its own industry. No, it's not Channel 4. Ooh, damn. You'd think it would have been Channel 4 because they're so, I don't know, idiot. But who is it and why? And why I'm not surprised that this particular television station is giving up on its own industry. A lot of these corporate-owned broadcast industries, broadcast entities. A lot of them are giving up. And part of the reason is they got all caught up in the feeding frenzy that was started in the 90s when deregulation came in. They thought they were going to be able to swoop in and buy a bunch of properties and buy a bunch and run it like it's any other business. When, and even though it had been deregulated, it's still a zero-sum game, okay? If Coca-Cola wants to sell more Coca-Cola, they just make more Coca-Cola and go find a place to sell it. If a broadcast entity wants to reach more people, it can only reach so many people. You know what that means? That means you're not going to see the 3 to 5% growth that a corporate-owned entity likes to see. It's going to ebb and flow. One season it's going to be very, very good. Another season it's not going to be very, very good. But it's never going to exceed past a certain number because there's only so many people watching, only so many people listening. And that's the thing that the big companies never got their heads around. I know. I worked for one for 20 years. And said it just about every day. And it fell upon deaf ears. Oh, you don't understand big business. You don't understand big business. You're damn right I don't understand big business, and you don't understand the broadcast business. Anyway, we'll get into that more coming up. What will happen to Dr. Fauci now that he has been recommended to they found that he did commit contempt of Congress. The question now is what will happen to him, if anything. Iran is making some bold claims. Meanwhile, sources inside the country say it's on the verge of collapse. And is the winner of the Michigan Democrat primary that claims to be a medical doctor actually a medical doctor? So we got all that to chat about coming up on Freedom 96.9. Your calls in the meantime, 405-608-4377. You can comment on that or anything else you might want to chat about. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Let's get started. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name?
Hey, Lee, I got two questions for you. It used to be Dave and Stroud, but you call me Dan. So I'm going to say David and Stroud. How's
okay.
Because every time you'll say Dan, I go, no, it's Dave.
So okay, well, there is a Dan in Stroud, you see. You're not the only one from Stroud that calls.
I'm Amaker and Chandler and everywhere else.
Yeah, and you know what has happened as a result of all these calls I get from Stroud and Chandler and Bristow and Sepulpa?
Well, we're all lumped together, and you call us Dan.
What has happened is the Tulsa station is moving its frequency to a larger powered frequency. So I'm only left with the conclusion that they're seeing some numbers that I'm eating into their listenership over there.
Okay. Hey,
which is good for me. I'm fine with that.
My two questions. Where is daylight savings time right now up in the Senate?
Okay. In the Senate, it is in committee. And from what I read, it's going to die there.
I mean,
not daylight savings time, but locking the clock.
Okay. Why do you think
Because
that?
Many of the Democrat senators like daylight saving time, and their constituents like daylight saving time, especially those that are on the West Coast and on the East Coast.
Right.
Okay, because they don't want their little darlings going to school when it's pitch black. I don't care, because where we live, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
We're so far west in the central time zone that whenever the time changes, we're going to school in the pitch black.
And so we can go to school in the pitch black, and they can't.
We're used to it. And you know what? For 4 months out of the year, that's what they do in Alaska. They go to school in the pitch black, and it never gets light, and nobody dies. So
they must all sleep with the nightlight then, you know, if they're scared of the dark.
I visited Alaska over our Thanksgiving holiday, and it was the damnedest thing because it had just started. The darkness had just started. Sun would come up about 10 o'clock, and it would go down about 3.
Yeah, and it was daylight.
And you know what? You know what? You got used to it, okay?
Exactly.
you got used to it.
And it's weird when it's all daylight. When the sun goes across the horizon.
Yeah, that's usually in the summer when there's not any school anyway. But I drove by schools at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was pitch black, and I was on my way to breakfast, and they were having school. And guess what? The lights were on, and everybody was happy.
So I'm just so sick of this daylight savings time debacle that I'm 63. That's at least been going on for 40 years that I know of.
I remember when Nixon brought it back and what everybody was just all cranked up about. I didn't care. I was a kid. All I wanted to do was, okay, the sun's up, I go out and play. If the sun's down, I don't go out and play. It's that simple.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And, yes, sir. Even cows understand that.
But I will tell you that Trump wants to lock the clock on daylight time, and that's because he likes the idea of there being more daylight at the end of the day, as do I, for selfish reasons. I get out of here at 7:30. I like having extra daylight time to get my barbecue in and whatnot, maybe cut the grass.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
A little extra drive time.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, why didn't he make an executive decision then? Or can he?
He can't. It has to go through. I mean, he can, but it would only last as long as his presidency. So, and I don't know that it would be enforceable. So the Congress has to do it. It had the support of our local delegation. Everybody in our local delegation was good with it. Most of the people in the central time zone are good with it. It's the people in the far east and in the far west that don't like it.
Okay. Now, my second question, you know, you were mentioning radios and broadcast. I guess I'm more specific with radios than I am with television stations. Even I, who has never been in radio or television, understands that if your signal only goes so far, you're limited by that signal.
Yes. It's like you got to imagine the audience is a pizza, and there's only so many pieces of that pizza, and the pizza never gets bigger. So.
My question is, with radio stations, I'll leave one letter out. This radio station, K-O,
Yeah.
Hey, I remember people in Montana talking about how in the evenings they would get it, and people in El Paso would get it. So what happened to, I don't, again, I guess you can't do that with TV stations, but with radio stations cranking up the, I don't know, the amps, the watts, the signal, the whatever. Or is that illegal now?
Well, what happened with the Communications Act of 1933, which was actually the establishment of the FCC, what that did was it made sure that TV, well, TV wasn't, it didn't exist yet, but it made sure that radio stations didn't overtake each other. So it assigned different radials of range based upon how much power that radio station already had. So there were many radio stations at that point that already had 50,000 watts on the AM dial, and they were allowed to keep that 50,000-watt radial. Some were close to the border. So in order to protect the stations across the Canadian border and the Mexican border, they were made to change what's called the pattern of their signal so that they wouldn't override those stations at certain times of the day, namely nighttime. So those were a KOM, the station you mentioned was one of those. They were allowed to be brought to broadcast in all directions during the day, and then at night they were what's called east-west directional.
Okay.
So that's why you could hear them in L.A. You could hear them in parts of Montana.
Right.
You probably couldn't hear them on the Gulf Coast.
Okay.
Now, when I was over there, we were 5,000 watts during the day in all directions, omnidirectional. And then when the sun went down, we went into an hourglass pattern north-south. So you could hear us. I would get calls from people along the Gulf Coast, even get emails from guys out on offshore oil rigs listening. But you couldn't hear us in Midwest City, which that was one of the reasons why that radio station never did any better than it did. It never did any better than it did in the metropolitan area, which is really the only place that matters. To sell advertising locally, all you care about is your local metropolitan area and how well you are rated in that local metropolitan area.
So, right. Well, you should, you know.
Yeah. So that answers the other question about, yeah, it's nice to get all these calls from all over the nation, but none of that is measurable when it comes to local advertising.
Correct. Because, you know, even I think people forget, even nowadays, with the advent of the internet, and especially of being on your cell phone, I can listen to you.
Yeah.
While I'm in Alaska.
Yeah, but that means when I talk about McRoof, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to call McRoof to come fix your house in Colorado. You see?
Correct. No. So, I mean, an Okie can take the radio station with them.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I know that doesn't, you know, but
well, and that's we're now starting to throw those numbers into the mix when it comes to advertising. We go to our advertisers and say, yeah, terrestrially, here's what we look like, but we look better when it comes digitally because we reach more people digitally. And if it's a business like McRoof that doesn't mind going to Lawton to fix a roof or doesn't mind going to Sepulpa to fix a roof, that's
right.
That's of value to them. So they will continue to advertise with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
okay.
Now, what the corporations are doing, or were doing, still are doing, Dave, is that they bought up all of these radio and television stations, and then they tried running them like they were a big network, where everybody's running the same things, the same advertising, the same way, and they don't understand why, when you do that and run, say, five commercials about erectile dysfunction back to back to back to back, because you got to run one for the New York market, you got to run one for the Chicago market, you got to run and you run those all back to back to back to back to back, that the listener tunes out. See, that is where they failed to grasp that there's a local live body listening to that radio station or watching that TV station, and they don't care what's going on in New York. They don't care what's going on in Chicago. They want to know what's going on in their backyard. That is the biggest mistake that these idiot corporations are making.
Hey, Lee, let me ask you one more quick question. I'll let other people call in. You know, I hear you talk about a certain TV station and how you are disgruntled or don't like it.
Well, I love the people who work there because I know them. They're friends of mine. I don't like their new management.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but what, in your opinion, again, this, you know, I understand it's your opinion, which of the three or four Oklahoma City radios, or excuse me, TV stations, do you think is the most, I don't want to say unbiased, but most fair?
I would say Fox is the fairest.
Okay.
Yeah. Fox and Channel 5. Now, the only reason I give Channel 5 a demerit, they're a little slow updating their website.
Okay.
And if you're a television station and your product is news,
you better
stay on top of it. Yes, but a lot of these corporations, that's where they've cut. They've cut having a full-time person to do nothing but put stuff up on the website, and they've given it to some regional idiot in Chicago or San Antonio who will get to it when they feel like it.
See, that's what gets me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound like I'm hokey, but I miss the old local TV, you know, like Ben and Butch McCain. You know, I mean, the old local TV personality.
You enjoy seeing the Today Show. Yes, you enjoy seeing ABC World News Tonight. But you also want to see what's going on in your backyard, nowhere else.
Right.
And you don't want to see you don't want to see them reporting on, and that's the other thing, another big mistake that these idiot corporations are doing. Okay, we own a station in Tulsa and we own a station in Oklahoma City. Let's fire everybody in Tulsa and we'll get the folks in Oklahoma City to do the Tulsa stuff. Well, the folks in Oklahoma City are already overworked, so they're not going to do a very good job for this stuff until they're going to slap it together, get it on the air as quick as they can, and move on. And and it'll be an inferior product.
Because I swear, I won't say it, I'm going to hang up. I swear, the past couple of days I've been recognizing, it seems like, two male DJs and a female DJ in Tulsa and in Oklahoma City, and they're rock stations.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're either the same people and or they talk about the exact same thing.
The exact same thing. Yeah, that's what they're doing, recycling content. Yep.
Thank you, sir.
When I was exporting the show to the Tulsa area, I would completely redo the bit. If I did a bit for Oklahoma City, then I'd completely redo that position for the Tulsa area because I knew Tulsa wanted to hear what was going on in Tulsa. Tulsa didn't want to hear what was going on in Oklahoma City. Again, these idiot companies just don't seem to get that. They think they can just, we can franchise the excellence. Well, yeah, you can do that if you're Coca-Cola or Doritos or some other mass-produced product. You cannot mass-produce this kind of content. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Director of Housing and Urban Development joining me later in the hour on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. So, were you born in or around 1961? Have you signed up for Medicare yet? Don't worry, if you don't, you're not going to be held in contempt of Congress like Fauci was earlier today. But you're going to miss out on what you've got coming to you in the form of benefits. Benefits that the Well-Preserved Advisory Group wants to make sure you are getting. And it can be confusing. It can be very confusing. What is covered, what isn't, what level of fitness you're at, what level of wellness you're at. They will help you work right through all of that with just one phone call, 405-848-5790. That's the number to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. The best call you can make if you're ready to set up Medicare. And you're ready to set up Medicare if you're getting all the phone calls, all the emails, the texts. And you're about 3 months out from your birthday. 1961 birthday at that. Well Preserved, they'll put together a plan that works for you. My good friends, I wouldn't be telling you about it otherwise. 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the
knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Did you know that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Stay in the kitchen whenever you're frying, grilling, or broiling food. Keep anything that can burn, like towels, oven mitts, and paper products, away from the stove. If you leave the kitchen, even for a minute, turn off the burner. A few simple steps can prevent a devastating fire. This safety message is brought to you by the Oklahoma City Fire Department, protecting lives through prevention.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and Range Bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
And Lee Matthews with the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Questionable behavior from the superintendent of education candidate, Robert Franklin. We'll get into that. Talking about the housing shortage to the director of housing and urban development coming up. And Mike in Northwest Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, Mike.
Hi, it's nerdy stuff, but FM is line of sight only. So if you want to go further, you have to have a much taller tower.
Yep.
Because the earth curves. Whereas AM follows the curvature of the earth, and because of the electromagnetic differences in the daytime and nighttime atmosphere, you have to tune it down in the evening or it will go a whole lot further once it's dark outside.
And do you know why?
Then, I used to know. I think it's because the sun is no longer causing interference in
Correct.
The magnetic.
Correct. Yes. And there's a little more moisture in the, and there's a little more moisture in the air carrying the signal.
And the other thing is the irony of you speaking about local markets and the morning show is from New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah, but the afternoon show is right here, and I'm right here in
yes,
Oklahoma talking to you. So,
and yeah. Many times I jump in the car and head to work in the morning and start hearing these people talking about crap I don't care about.
Yeah.
And change the channel to listen to music.
Well, all we ask is 5 minutes. How's that, Mike? Is that a deal?
Yes, sir.
All right. You are a geek, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling in. And I am too, actually. You have to be if you want to be in this to do this as long as I have.
Well, you should be.
Yes. Which television station is basically gutting itself and giving up on its industry? Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Researchers at the University of Virginia School of Medicine believe neural noise keeps some autistic children from communicating effectively.
Researchers from UVA and other institutions recently collaborated on a study published in the journal Scientific Reports. The study focused on brain patterns in different children as they listened to words. They found that autistic children had subtle differences in brain patterns that act like static, causing interference that makes communication more difficult. Researchers hope the results can lead to better treatments for children on the autism spectrum. I'm Mark Neufeld.
An abandoned SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket stage has crashed into the moon, creating a new impact crater that scientists are studying. The rocket was left in space after a 2015 mission, and researchers hope the impact will provide new data about lunar geology and space debris. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
In trucking cases, evidence can disappear fast. I've litigated cases where black box data, dash cam footage, driver's logs, and maintenance records became critical to proving what happened, but the trucks got repaired. Interestingly, the video got erased. Data was overridden. Companies move quickly after a serious crash, and they don't want to preserve evidence. That is why hiring a good lawyer who knows what they're doing in a trucking case is very important. It's why you get preservation letters and immediate investigation started, because if evidence is not requested and protected early, it may be gone when you need it the most. If you're hit by a commercial vehicle, don't wait and hope the trucking company saves the evidence for you. Hire McIntyre Law and we'll ensure that it is saved, or they will be held for the consequences of not saving it.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A federal judge is hearing arguments in a lawsuit involving a proposed Jewish charter school in Oklahoma. The National Ben Gamla Jewish Charter School Foundation is challenging the state's decision to reject its application, with supporters arguing religious organizations should have equal access to public charter school programs. Opponents argue charter schools must remain non-religious. Cases following Oklahoma's recent legal battles over religious charter schools, with a ruling on the broader case not expected anytime soon. Researchers at OU Health Stevenson Cancer Center are taking part in a national study examining whether a single blood test can help detect dozens of cancers earlier. Scientists say the test could identify signs of up to 50 different cancers and would be used alongside existing screenings. Researchers are hoping it could improve detection of cancers that are often found at later stages. Well, the Toy and Action Figure Museum in Paul's Valley is set to close its doors August 30th after more than two decades in operation. The attraction opened in the year 2000 and became one of the city's best-known tourist destinations, with more than 50,000 people having visited the museum over the years. City officials have thanked museum staff for their longtime contributions to the local tourism efforts. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Need custom shirts, team uniforms, embroidery, or promotional products? Go with the name Oklahoma City has trusted since 1972, S&S Textiles. Whether you're outfitting a business, sports team, first responders, or a medical staff, we deliver quality screen printing, embroidery, and branded apparel that gets noticed. Fast service, competitive pricing, and professional results. Visit sstextilesinc.com. Call 405-632-9928 or stop by 2400 Southwestern Avenue. S&S Textiles, your brand deserves to stand out.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Going to be talking housing shortage with the Director of Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner. Just so happens to be from Oklahoma and is in Oklahoma this week. He'll tell you why when he joins me in person on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, as the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of a morning thunderstorm followed by a heavier one in the afternoon. These slow-moving thunderstorms may lead to flooding downpours. The high will reach 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
His diaper's always dirty. I think the guy's insane. He ain't no stable genius. Got a teeny tiny penis and he doesn't have a brain.
Rosie O'Donnell. Lee Matthews on the drive. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Rosie O'Donnell, I got so many questions, but let's just start with, I thought you were leaving the United States for Ireland, and you were never coming back. But here you are. All right, so there's that. Number two, if anybody was walking around with a pants load 24-7, it was Biden, okay? Even if Trump does have some sort of adult diaper on, he at least knows when to not use it in public, which Biden didn't know. You could see him even in the company of the Pope. He looked like he was getting his pants loaded. All right. How do you know, Rosie O'Donnell, that Trump's member is teeny tiny? How do you know? Have you seen it? I would then also ask, have you seen any male member ever?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Thirdly, look in the mirror, Rosie. It's time for another shave. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Less than 3 weeks to go before the runoff election, Republican candidate for Oklahoma State Superintendent Robert Franklin is responding to a video posted on social media that includes audio of him discussing grabbing a special needs child. The account, the video was posted yesterday afternoon. In it, Franklin leaves a voicemail to a mother taking responsibility for grabbing her special needs child. There were some scratches behind his ears. I'm the bad guy that put him there, he said. When I got a moment with him and was working with him really, really hard, I got right in his face and got a hold of his ears, and my nails got into the back of his ears. So that's my fault, and I'm completely sorry. Franklin confirmed the incident and said that it did indeed happen. It was roughly 10 to 12 years ago. He declined an on-camera interview, saying that he was traveling at the time, but provided a written statement. In that statement, he said he contacted his mother, he took ownership of the incident, and he apologized. He also said it's an unfortunate moment being used as an affront from detractors and political adversaries who have shown us they have no experience in leading organizations or schools that have no real solutions to fix and support our students, parents, or schools. Franklin and fellow Republican candidate James Taylor will meet for a runoff coming up on the 17th of this month. And I'm wondering, does this change your mind? I will say I think Franklin's doing the right thing. Instead of obfuscating or trying to dodge it, he's actually owning it. That's the best thing to do when it comes to something negative like this. Does it change my mind about Robert Franklin? Well, no, it doesn't. I don't think him any worse than I thought before. It shows me that maybe the classroom, when it comes to special needs students, wasn't the best place for him. If his fuse was a bit short, or if his fuse could get short. If you're that type of person, and I can be, Lord forgive me, but I can be, so that's why I'm not a special ed teacher. But if you're that type of person, maybe you shouldn't be in that situation. That's another thing. When I weigh out the practical experience of Robert Franklin versus James Taylor, I'm leaning more James Taylor because he's got more experience in the classroom. I want a superintendent of education that knows what's going on in that classroom. I don't want a bureaucrat. We've had too many bureaucrats. But what do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. I don't know if you've noticed how many apartments have been popping up lately. It hasn't been as bad in our metro as it has been, say, in the DFW metro. Somebody who knows all about that is joining me now, and he is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, not for the state, but for the entire 33rd District. I'm sorry, and for the entire nation. And Scott Turner is joining me now. Hello, Scott. Good to have you along.
Thank you, Lee. Great to be with you, sir.
Am I accurate in that you know all about what is going on in terms of our housing? Well, it was a crisis. I don't know if it's the crisis level any longer.
Right. Yes, sir. We, under President Trump, man, we have been laser focused on housing, building more housing, bringing the cost down of housing, attacking the regulatory environment, because burdensome regulations and red tape literally have crippled building in our country. And under the Biden administration, man, we had runaway inflation, high interest rates, high mortgage rates, weak economic and policies, and open borders. And that really put a strain on our housing market, made the cost go up, made the supply go down. But under President Trump and at HUD and across this federal government, man, we are prioritizing one thing, and that's the American people, and to help more people reach the American dream of home ownership. And so we're hard at work.
The director and secretary of the Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner, is with us on Freedom 96.9. You don't need me to tell you this, Secretary. You are from the DFW metro area, and you drive the George W. Bush from Richardson to Garland to Satchi to Rowlett, and it's nothing but apartments being built. I don't know that that's the case here in Oklahoma as much as it is there.
Yes, sir. Well, there has been tremendous growth, you know, throughout North Texas from, as you said, Satchi, Rowlett, Rockwall, Richardson, Plano, Frisco. Frisco is one of the fastest growing cities in our country, and so with the rampant increase and influx of, you know, people coming to that region of the country, there has been a myriad, if you will, of multifamily building. But, I mean, there's other housing being built, condos, duplexes, high-rise, single-family. We've seen it all, and they're continuing to be being built because there's more people are coming because there's such room for growth.
Now, I don't know that they have the problem we have because they don't have the tribes that we have. But as I understand it, that's one of the reasons you're in the state of Oklahoma is talking to the tribes?
Yes, sir. So I came down here with Congressman Cole, Chairman Cole, and we just had a wonderful roundtable discussion with various leaders from tribes around Oklahoma. And, you know, we came to be great listeners, you know, to listen to the needs of the tribes as it pertains to housing affordability. And they're doing a great job in utilizing the funds that they do have and bringing in their own funds from their tribes. But our job was to come down here and talk about and address, you know, any of the roadblocks that they have as Native Americans in home ownership, and also to improve the systems that they have to decrease the regulation, add to the flexibility, use the transformative opportunity zone a policy that has been made permanent because of the working family tax cuts. And so I thank Chairman Cole and also all of those representatives from the tribes that were there today. We learned a lot, but one thing that we focus on at HUD is execution. And so our team and I will go back and take what we've learned and do our best to work with our partners to execute on the mission.
Scott Turner's with us. You may know he was also a lifelong Texan and representative from the Texas 33rd District, also an NFL football player for many seasons. What got you interested in housing and urban development?
Well, you know, in the first Trump administration, I worked with a gentleman, a dear friend of mine named Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the 17th Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And my job during that time, Lee, was to lead the Opportunity Zone, White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council. And so we worked with President Trump and every domestic agency, the cabinet, if you will, to promote Opportunity Zones in our country, to build housing, to create jobs, to create new operating businesses. And so I've traveled our country extensively promoting the Opportunity Zone legislation, and about $100 billion have been invested in Opportunity Zone. 400,000 new housing units and 500,000 new jobs. But you'll like this, Lee. 1 million people have been lifted out of poverty inside of Opportunity Zones. And so to answer your question, that's my history as it pertains to working with the federal government. But my heart and passion came from serving as a pastor, serving in the legislature, serving my teammates in the NFL. And so this is really a continuation of really what I think God put inside of me, is to lay my life down for the people of my country and to help people to fulfill their God-given potential.
I guess step one is shelter, and that's what the Housing and Urban Development provides.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And so, you know, housing impacts everyone in our country. And that's one thing I love about being a steward of HUD and working with our wonderful team, is that housing doesn't have a party. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. Housing impacts all 350 million people in this country. And so whatever role we can play to help more people achieve the American dream of home ownership and to be self-sufficient and self-sustainable, that's what gets us out of bed every morning.
Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Scott Turner's with us. He is in Oklahoma with Congressman Cole, particularly when it deals with what's going on with the Native American tribes. And there are resources. I wonder if the Native American tribes are aware that are available to them?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. So we talked about that today. We have our Section 184 Indian Home Loan Guarantee Program that the tribes are very much aware of. And since its inception, HUD has distributed over $11 billion in our Section 184, and $4 billion of that is right here in Oklahoma. There's about 59,000 tribal members that have taken advantage of the Section 184 guarantee, and about 100% of this is guaranteed. And, you know, Section 184 has literally changed the lives of families in tribal nations. You think about 59,000 tribal members, but one in particular family from the Navajo Nation was able to purchase a home for $150,000 because of the Section 184 loan. And that's just one story. But one thing that the tribal nations do, they understand the benefits from a HUD perspective that they have. They utilize them very well in a holistic manner to be a blessing to the tribes. And we also have the Indian Housing Block Grant funding, which has been, since its beginning, about $1.1 billion, and $175 million of that is right here in the state of Oklahoma to build tribal communities. And so when you think about developing housing, rehabbing housing, building new housing, these resources have been transformative in our tribal nation.
I'm talking to Scott Turner. He's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's on a tour of Oklahoma. And the Cherokee tribe, they always seem to be way out in front when it comes to utilizing these resources.
Yes, sir. You know, the Cherokee tribe, the chief was here today and did a wonderful job of being very well versed, not only in just the Cherokee Nation, but also, you know, in the benefits and the resources from HUD. And, you know, they actually were the first tribe that signed up for our Work and Dignity Coalition, which we have to give public housing authorities flexibility to require those that are receiving HUD-funded housing to require them to have time limits and work requirements. And so if you are able-bodied, able-minded, not elderly, not disabled, you know, not someone who's a primary caretaker of a young child, but you're able-bodied, you know, and you have HUD-funded housing, that you're required to work at least 20 hours a week, and also that you have up to 5 years time limit to be on HUD funding. This really restores dignity and pride inside of families, as you know how work restores that for every individual.
Well, Secretary of the Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner, I could talk to you a lot longer about this, but I know you got other stations to get to. Where can people go if they want to know more about some of these programs you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Thank you for that, Lee. I really appreciate it. They can go to HUD.gov, HUD.gov.
So that's very simple, HUD.gov.
That's it.
Yes. Thank you very much. Come back. Do not be a stranger. Secretary Scott Turner of the Housing and Urban Development. Good to have you along today.
Thank you, Lee.
All righty. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The behavior of a candidate for superintendent of education, Robert Franklin. Has it changed your mind? What do you think? And one major Oklahoma television station is giving up on its industry. Which one is it? And why? All coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Wait a minute, why won't my car start? Oh, that's right, it's got a safety feature on there that if my seatbelt is not buckled firmly, it won't start. Now, things aren't quite that bad, but they almost are. In terms of safety features and all the other things that come with our cars and all the things that can go wrong with our cars. It's Lee Matthews. That's why the family-oriented business at Frontier Auto Group is here to help you through all of that, no matter what it might be. And they've been doing this since 1936, so they've seen it all. Check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, your AC not doing what it should be doing. And here's the biggie, recalls and safety issues. I bet you're getting emails and regular snail mails all the time about your car being involved in a safety recall of some kind. They will take care of all of that for you at no charge. And they also check it all. They check it regularly when they do regularly scheduled visits and regularly scheduled service. It is worth the quick drive from Oklahoma City or wherever you are to El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. That's Frontier Auto Group, Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and Range Bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They have the fundraising advantage. And in politics, it's the only thing that matters. And right now, whoever the hell is funding all this socialist nonsense has kind of made Bernie like a de facto kingmaker. It's bizarro, you know, because Bernie Sanders with the millionaires and the billionaires is a millionaire on his way to becoming a billionaire.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week.
Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. If you want to hear more of that conversation I had with the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner, it will be on the podcast on the freedom969.com website. A few minutes after I finish up this program later tonight, so keep a watching it on the website, freedom969.com, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Lori is in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, Lori.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I was wondering if you could address the two state questions just kind of succinctly. I've been hearing a lot of chatter from the left, and I'd like to hear the chatter from the right.
Okay, and which state questions are you referring to?
I believe they're 844 and 846.
Okay.
That'll be on the general.
Yes.
But there's already a lot of chatter, and I think a lot of people might be kind of confused about it.
Yeah, hang on here.
It's about giving the legislature more power to do some things. And then one is photo ID at voting.
Yes.
I don't understand what would be confusing about that one, but...
Well, there's nothing confusing about that, but
I'm seeing vote no on that one.
Yeah, what that is to do is that if the Save America Act passes, that's what that's contingent upon.
It doesn't come into play. Okay.
No, because we already are. We already do require.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have to show my ID every time I vote. Does not offend me.
Yes, doesn't bother me one bit. Now, sometimes that is just my voter registration, and then they verify who I am with my voter registration, or they'll look at their little roster and they'll see, oh yeah, there is a Lee Matthews that is on our roster, and here is his voter registration. So that can only be the same guy, you know. So. But
confirm me 10 ways to Sunday. I don't want anybody else voting in my place.
Neither do I. Yeah. Okay. The state question 844 is to establish a tax revenue reimbursement methodology. Basically, that is to support requiring the state legislature to reimburse amounts of local governments and districts for revenues lost due to statewide manufacturing tax exemption. All right. Data center, you invited data center to come to town because they're supposed to bring in all of this great tax revenue. The data center decides after about 10 years, we're going to move. And they're going to take all that tax revenue with them. Well, then all that those tax breaks that we gave the data center, they got to pay back. Does that make sense?
I think it sounds fair,
too, because we don't want to get into a situation like we were with General Motors, where we gave General Motors all this stuff, and they came in, and they employed a bunch of people, and everybody was just happy, peppy, bursting with love for 6-8 years, and then on an arbitrary whim, General Motors decided, no, we're not going to do this anymore, and they fired a bunch of people, and all that tax break we gave them flushed down the toilet.
Okay, so the way they've written it, is that if we like that, is that a yes?
That's a yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes the way they write them
is confusing. I know.
Yeah, I just think that some of that needs to be talked about a little bit more, you know, not just by you, but I work with a lot of people.
What I try to do is when we get closer, because there's no use in me talking about the ballot right now because we don't even know what's going to be on the ballot.
Right.
You know, so when we get a ballot and it's a good, solid ballot, I'll go down the ballot as generally as I can. My ballot's going to be different than your ballot because there'll be city issues on there and there'll be town issues and county issues and what have you. I don't live in the same county district you live in and so on. But I will try to go over the general information as best I can.
That'd be helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Lori. Glad to have you along on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation.
405-608-4377. In Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A Tulsa woman turns herself in following a deadly hit-and-run crash. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A detective is wounded and a suspect is dead after a shootout in the high desert.
It happened in a remote area of Little Rock in northern Los Angeles County. A San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy was conducting an investigation when he was shot. He was taken to a hospital in Lancaster. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says the deputies were trying to serve a warrant when the shots were fired. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Over 1,000 firefighters are working to contain the wildfires destroying homes in and around Spokane, Washington. Tammy Trujillo has the latest.
Some 1,500 firefighters are reportedly working 16-hour shifts to hold back three wildfires that have displaced some 60,000 people. By Wednesday night, two of the wildfires were 13% contained and one was 5% contained. Together, they burned over 10,000 acres. Fire officials are hoping to make progress before the weekend when forecasters are expecting hotter and drier conditions.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott defends his decision to press pause on the construction of new data centers in his state.
He says developers were ordered by the legislature to report how much power they're using and their future power plans.
And less than 10% of them provided that data.
He says the operator of the state's power grid was basically forecasting in the dark, and that, he fears, could lead to instability. John Summers, USA Radio News.
It's National Immunization Awareness Month, and with school starting soon, pediatricians are reminding parents to make sure your children are current on their vaccinations.
Doctors say that kids returning to the classrooms are at risk of spreading or receiving germs.
Heading off to school is a great time to make sure that kids are up to date on their vaccines. They're going to be in close quarters with other children.
Pediatrician Dr. Kimberly Giuliano of the Cleveland Clinic says vaccines help protect children and those at higher risk of serious illness. Anthony Lucero, USA Radio News.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are, or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
The U.S. Coast Guard is...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A Tulsa woman has turned herself in after police linked her to a deadly hit-and-run crash, with investigators reporting 45-year-old Miranda Chase struck and killed 66-year-old Kenneth Young, who was using a motorized wheelchair July 27th. Authorities matched damage from Chase's vehicle to evidence found at the crash scene. She now faces charges including leaving the scene of a fatal collision and destroying evidence. She was booked into the Tulsa County Jail as her case continues. Police in Oklahoma City are asking for the public's help identifying a suspect in a copper wire theft. Detectives say wiring was stolen from a business near I-40 and Council Road. Investigators have released photos of a person they believe may be connected to the case. Anyone who has information is encouraged to contact OKC Crime Stoppers at 405-235-7300 or submit an anonymous tip online. Well, an Edmond resident is being recognized for helping save the life of a police officer during a violent attack. Brian Schulte has received the Edmond Police Department's Civilian Meritorious Service Award after coming to the aid of Officer Hodum, who was being assaulted by a suspect. Officers say the intervention likely saved the officer's life. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
One major Oklahoma television station is giving up on its own industry. I'll tell you which one. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of a morning thunderstorm followed by a heavier one in the afternoon. These slow-moving thunderstorms may lead to flooding downpours. The high will reach 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Resetting the scene, questionable behavior from a candidate for superintendent of education, Robert Franklin, and his treatment of a child with special needs 10 or 12 years ago, in all fairness, that's when it happened, but that's come to light. Has that changed your mind in any way? We were talking to the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner, who's in town. In the state, trying to solve problems of the housing shortage, for sure. Coming up later this hour, one of Oklahoma major television station is giving up on its own industry. This is a trend you're going to see more of, and I'll explain why. All coming up on Freedom 96.9. Also had a question about some state questions that you'll see on the ballot this coming November. I touched lightly and probably even did a little tap dancing around one of them. But I'll straighten that out as best I can here in just a minute, too, on Freedom 96.9. Jake is in Stillwater. Thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, you read my mind. I had a question about a state question.
Sure. Okay, so there are three that we're talking about here. One is called 844, one's called 847, and one's called 843. But what is your question?
Yeah, I don't recall the numbers, but the question regarding voter ID, did I hear correctly in the last segment that that question is dependent upon passage of the federal Save America Act?
That's what I understood it to be, but it's redundant because we already require the voter ID.
My understanding, and I'll editorialize or opine a little bit.
That's all
right. I think it's the state boasting or grandstanding a little bit. I think it simply elevates the requirement from a legislative requirement to a constitutional requirement.
Ah, yes. So okay.
You're right. It's mm-hmm. already required, but this is the state saying we're going to make it the maximum requirement by making
yes.
it constitutional.
There we are. There we are.
Which seems goofy to me, but nonetheless.
Yeah. Okay. And state question 844 is changing how schools, career techs, and communities are reimbursed for property tax revenue lost through Oklahoma manufacturing ad valorem tax exemption programs. So there's that for what it's worth. 847 limits how quickly taxable property values can increase each year, which I'm all about. But the big one for me is 843, which would gradually eliminate property taxes on owner-occupied homes. So if you own your property, if you own your home over a certain amount of years, that property tax would diminish and then finally would completely go away.
I wonder if a mortgage on property delineates the definition of ownership.
It does. You have to have paid for the property.
Got it.
Yeah. And if you are taking out a mortgage on that or a second mortgage on that, you are not paying for that property. That property is not technically owned by you, even though you have the deed on it. You're borrowing against it. So but that's a good question. That's a very good question.
Good. Well, I was most curious about the voter ID. I think it's just, you said it right, redundant, but it's an elevation is all it is.
Yes. Yes. And I don't see any problem with that.
Sure.
I don't see a problem with that at all.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Jake. Glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. We're going to get a new Secretary of Education. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, coming up on Freedom 96.9. Talked about it yesterday. A judge here in Oklahoma basically spanked the State Farm company, saying, all right, we're not going to put up with any stall tactics. You're going to get all the information that you need for this lawsuit that you're involved in, and you're going to get it before the end of August so we can start this lawsuit trial. The tactics of some of these insurance companies are spellbinding. That's why when it comes to home repair and it comes to some of the games that the insurance companies can play, and it doesn't matter what insurance company it is, they all do it. You need somebody on your side like Scott McCullum of McRoof. Come on, they'll come out and do an inspection, so make sure that you give them a call, 405-877-7663. And it won't be, I'm down here on the ground and it looks like you need a new roof. I mean, they'll actually get their drones up and go over it square inch by square inch. And then they'll show that footage to the insurance company. And then they'll show that insurance company how they're going to fortify that roof, not just slap more shingles back on. And that way the roof will be better suited for anything that comes down the road. Namely, I guess our next season will be in the late fall. McRoof, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. Give them a call before your insurance company starts all that nonsense. 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property, fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo features 12 teams of cowboys competing in 5 events with one goal: supporting Children's Hospital Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $700,000 for CHF since 1997. We hope you'll bring your family and join us August 15th and 16th at the Lazy Arena. Performances begin at 7, with doors opening at 5 for shopping at the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 76. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 100. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Back into Saturday, sunny and a high of 102. Sunday, sunny and a high of 101. 98 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and the Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Governor Kevin Stitt has appointed State Superintendent of Public Instruction Lindell Fields to serve as Oklahoma's Secretary of Education while continuing his current role. Governor Stitt said Fields has demonstrated strong leadership and is well positioned to take the additional responsibilities. If you remember, when Ryan Walters got elected the superintendent of public education, he was secretary of education and served in both roles for a couple of months while one expired and the other picked up. Fields said he's honored to serve in both positions and remains committed to supporting the students, the teachers, the school communities across Oklahoma. Stitt also thanked outgoing Secretary of Education Dan Hamlin for his service. Hamlin is set to become Dean of the University of Texas at Austin College of Education coming up in August. Word is Kevin Stitt would like to be president of OSU, but we don't know what's going to happen here. He did sign a data center bill. As communities across Oklahoma debate whether or not data centers are going to benefit in their areas, the governor signed new legislation aimed at ensuring data centers pay their fair share of utility costs. House Bill 2992, known as the Data Center Customer Ratepayer Protection Act, requires large data centers to cover the cost of the electric infrastructure needed to serve their facilities rather than passing those costs on to everyday Oklahoma customers. He talked about this earlier this week when he was asked, I'm sorry, last week, when he was asked about data centers at the governor's meeting. I wondered where we were on this. He hadn't signed the bill yet. I'm wondering how much that questioning motivated him to sign that bill. Stitt said the goal is to let free markets attract new business while making sure residents aren't left paying for the infrastructure of those projects. The governor's also highlighting Senate Bill 259, written by Senator Brent Howard. That bill, known as the Groundwater Modernization Act, modernizes the state's groundwater permitting process and policies as Oklahoma prepares to grow with its water demands. Now, that said, I see a report today that Tuttle, Piedmont, Yukon, a couple of other communities are starting to ask residents to back off on their water consumption when it comes to watering lawns because their towers are getting low, meaning their water tables are getting low. According to the Matthews Mansion weather station, it's been 12 days since we've had any significant rainfall. And significant rainfall is up to 2 to 3 hundredths of an inch. So basically just enough to dampen the ground. So we're in that dry part of the year where actually I'm thankful because the grass stops growing and I don't have to take care of that. Definitely a positive when it comes to the Matthews Mansion. On Freedom 96.9, and a significant number of employees have been laid off at Tulsa's Channel 2 as part of a broader shift. The station ownership is moving away from studio-based news broadcasts in favor of 24/7 streaming-focused businesses. They don't want to be in broadcast news anymore. They want to supply news online. And they want to supply news that they're probably going to generate out of state. Individuals with knowledge of the layoff details said that that 28 people lost their jobs, including all news directors, producers, and nearly all the photojournalists. They have been told they have until September 1. The station's parent company, EW Scripps, used to be Scripps Howard News Service, said it's laying off 268 employees at several stations across the country during a rollout of the new format. The technology and workflow changes are designed to put more journalists in the field and deliver local reporting faster across the platforms where audiences already are. That is spin. That is Bravo Sierra, okay? Here's what they're going to do. The reporters are going to bring the cameras themselves. The reporters are going to find the stories, and they're going to record the stories on tape, and then they're going to bring them back to the studio, and then they're going to load them into an artificial intelligence program that's going to produce them. That is what it's going to be, and it's going to look artificial. It's going to sound artificial, and I guarantee you there won't be anybody checking the grammar or the syntax. So they'll be using the wrong there, or two, two, or two. And the punctuation will be wrong. Viewers will continue to see the broadcasts, but in Tulsa and about a dozen other Scripps local television markets, they're shifting to a more digital-first model that allows journalists to publish stories, live updates, and video as reporting is completed using artificial intelligence. They're not saying that. Because they don't want you to, they hate that. You know what they're doing? You're already seeing it. You're already seeing it in some of these corporate-owned television stations and even radio, like where I used to be. They're disclaiming everything. Well, the following report was produced with real people. The following report was only used in artificial intelligence to correct in mistakes. They don't want you to know that it's going to be artificial. You know why? Because people don't like artificial. I think I told you over the week, last week when I was on vacation, I'm there with my nephew. Watson's his name. He's 9. He is very bright, and he was watching his cartoons, and there was some really bad advertising in the cartoon commercial breaks. And I look over at him, and he rolls his eyes, another artificial intelligence commercial. And I said, you can tell the difference? He said, yeah, Uncle Lee, look, all the voices are the same. All the men look the same, except they have different hairdos. And I said, does that make a difference to you? Would you want to go buy this product? Well, no, he said. If their advertising is artificial, then their product is artificial. That is the big mistake that these companies are making. Channel 2 out of Tulsa is affiliated with NBC, although the decision to slash the newsroom jobs was made by the Scripps company that owns the TV station, a massive multimedia company that operates 68 stations across the United States. They're trying to standardize everything because it's cheaper. I swear to God, if they had the ability to do it legally, they would turn the transmitters off. Those transmitters are just costing us too much money. We're going to an online-only feed service because that doesn't cost them as much money. Now, the reason you hold a broadcast license to a facility like Channel 2 in Tulsa, the number one stipulation of holding that broadcast license is to serve the local public. And that's why they are trying to spin it as far as they can and as fast as they can away from, we're artificial. The fact that you have to disclaim that admits the possibility exists. And if the possibility exists, I have news for you. You are not serving your community. And your license should be revoked. But that's just me. I'm Lee Matthews, and I'm a little crazy that way. On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Did you see any of the video earlier today of the the committee meeting, the Senate committee meeting, where they were holding Fauci in contempt of Congress? You talk about stall tactics. You talk about delay tactics. And you talk about, word of the day, obfuscation. Meaning to put things in someone's way in order to slow them down. There was a lot of that going on today, and the chairman of the committee, Rand Paul, wasn't going to put up with it. And you shouldn't either, especially when it comes to things like signing up for Medicare. Don't let the government or the bureaucracy obfuscate you. Have the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group work through all that obfuscation. Call 405-848-5790 if you are getting the phone calls, the emails, the texts, or were born in or around 1961. You are eligible for Medicare, so don't let anything get in your way. And the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will be there with you to make sure that is what happens. Nothing gets in your way. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group to put together a plan that'll work for you. 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with 3 total magazines, a Viridian Green Dot Optic, and range bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
year.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nakoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
96.9 AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 76. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 100. Tomorrow night down to 74 for the low. Into Saturday, sunny skies with a high of 102. Sunday, sunny, high of 101. 98 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9. So, Channel 2 in Tulsa has gutted its news staff. Usually, if I read that, I would think, okay, if they've got an affiliate in, say, San Antonio or maybe Little Rock or Dallas, that's who's going to supply their news. But no, what we, and it's owned by Scripps, so I don't know where the nearest sister or brother station would be. But what they're going to end up doing is they're going to be generating as much as they can, if not all of what they can, with artificial intelligence. And they're not the only ones doing this. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's going to it because they think it's going to be the wave of the future. Everybody who's doing this in the broadcast business, everybody who thinks this is the answer has forgotten what it is they're here to do. As I mentioned going into the break, your license is to serve that local community with local information and news. And if you're generating that artificially, you're not doing that. So I think that your license should be revoked. The other thing that these companies are forgetting is that it is a zero-sum game. Broadcasting is not like any other manufacturing business, okay? If Chevrolet wants to sell more of a car, all they got to do is make that car and find places to sell it. If Coca-Cola wants to sell more Coca-Cola, they just make more and sell it where it's not being sold, okay? They don't have any limits as to how much they can sell, when they can sell. Broadcasting's different because your signal that people are primarily using to get your content only goes so far and only reaches so many people.
But what about online?
That is what we would say in Louisiana is lagniappe, a little extra, but it's nothing that you can actually measure and then turn into some type of advertising sales. It helps, but it's not the meat and potatoes. The meat and potatoes is how many people you're reaching and how often you are reaching them. And these companies are forgetting that that's what the game is all about. And when you give up that part of the game, if you decide, well, I'm not going to play by those rules anymore, then you're giving up on the industry because that is how success is measured in the industry.
Well, we want to come up with our own system to do it.
Okay, that's fine. Guess what? You're not going to make as much money. You're not going to reach as many people. And you're not going to honor what your license orders you to honor. A commitment to that local community. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. What do you think? Randy writes, 29-year-old David Simpson now faces charges that include first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon. He's in custody and being held without bond. Simpson was released from the county jail on Wednesday and then went out and carried out the shooting at 1:45. Lee, this has got to stop. Randy, I agree. But it doesn't help when you have politicians And we'll get into more of this lady later. We have politicians, defund the police. That's what we need to do. Yeah, let's get rid of the police. Let's get rid of...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Iran is threatening retaliation against U.S. strikes, warning Gulf nations of possible attacks on energy sites if military action continues. At the same time, U.S. and Iranian negotiators are working toward a potential deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The extreme heat warning continues today in the high desert.
This might be the hottest day of the year, with some areas approaching 110 degrees. The National Weather Service says the extreme heat warning will continue until 8 o'clock Sunday night. Everyone is advised to stay in air-conditioned areas. Anyone without access to AC can dial 211 for assistance. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook says inflation remains above the Fed's 2% target, and she's prepared to support higher interest rates if price pressures don't ease. Cook says future decisions will depend on incoming economic data. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
In trucking cases, evidence can disappear fast. I've litigated cases where black box data, dash cam footage, driver's logs, and maintenance records became critical to proving what happened, but the trucks got repaired. Interestingly, the video got erased. Data was overwritten. Companies move quickly after a serious crash, and they don't want to preserve evidence. That is why hiring a good lawyer who knows what they're doing in a trucking case is very important. It's why you get preservation letters and immediate investigation started, because if evidence is not requested and protected early, it may be gone when you need it the most. If you're hit by a commercial vehicle, don't wait and hope the trucking company saves the evidence for you. Hire McIntyre Law and we'll ensure that it is saved, or they will be held for the consequences of not saving it.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A Tulsa woman has turned herself in after police linked her to a deadly hit-and-run crash, with investigators reporting 45-year-old Miranda Chase struck and killed 66-year-old Kenneth Young, who was using a motorized wheelchair July 27th. Authorities matched damage from Chase's vehicle to evidence found at the crash scene. She now faces charges including leaving the scene of a fatal collision and destroying evidence. She was booked into the Tulsa County Jail as her case continues. Police in Oklahoma City are asking for the public's help identifying a suspect in a copper wire theft. Detectives say wiring was stolen from a business near I-40 and Council Road. Investigators have released photos of a person they believe may be connected to the case. Anyone who has information is encouraged to contact OKC Crime Stoppers at 405-235-7300 or submit an anonymous tip online. Well, an Edmond resident is being recognized for helping save the life of a police officer during a violent attack. Ryan Schulte has received the Edmond Police Department's Civilian Meritorious Service Award after coming to the aid of Officer Hodum, who was being assaulted by a suspect. Officers say the intervention likely saved the officer's life. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
Modus Health. They don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively. Dr. Fauci has been found in contempt of Congress. What is going to happen to him next? As the drive continues in 30 seconds, I'm Lee Matthews. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of a morning thunderstorm followed by a heavier one in the afternoon. These slow-moving thunderstorms may lead to flooding downpours. The high will reach 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
And that led Rand Paul to turn his hearing room into the most disgraceful Stalinist tribunal the United States Senate has ever seen.
That was Lawrence O'Donnell earlier this week. Basically saying, okay, so if you question Fauci, you're a Stalinist. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Brad writes to lmatthews@freedom969.com. If you do not know what I am talking about, Lee, take a few minutes to research it. Flock safety. They are watching us and reporting every move 24/7, 365, and making it available to all sort of entities. Yes, you. You probably should be aware and educated. Well, I knew they are, Brad, because you don't have a right to drive. I don't like being monitored when I drive, but you are, whether it's with a Flock camera or going through a toll booth or buying gasoline. You're being monitored by a credit card company, the OTA. You're being monitored by ODOT. The difference is they can't use the data against you in a court of law without a subpoena. That's the big difference. But you don't have a right to drive. When you get your driver's license, you are signing off that you will behave yourself and follow the rules of the road. And if one of those rules is we're going to have toll booths or we're going to have Flock cameras, there's not a lot we can say about it. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Howard in Watonga. Hey.
Hey. Good to hear from you, sir.
So, Liberty Lee, so no. To not question Fauci means that you're a communist.
I think
that's
so.
What it.
Yes.
That if you don't question that little medical Mengele Nazi who destroyed hundreds of thousands of lives during the pandemic because of his, I mean, really medical Nazism when you get right down to it, and then on top of it, they've got the journal entries showing that he was, you know. He was gleeful about the fact that he destroyed Trump's second run for the presidency, and they used the pandemic for all kinds of nefarious reasons by basically trouncing people's constitutional rights. No. No, sir. We will not forget what you guys did during the pandemic, especially in California, mm-hmm. when Gavin Newsom was basically trying to throw people in jail because they were having a rodeo in Redding, California. Or they were trying to basically keep their businesses alive in Orange County, California, when they were taking the reasonable precautions, and they still shut them down. So no. He changed his tune. First he was okay. He said that the masks did nothing.
Yeah.
And then he basically went with the state with the federal narrative under the Biden administration,
because he wanted to be liked by the by the political elite, and he wanted to be liked by the
Yes.
See, and it, as it turns out, Howard, I was wrong. Okay, I thought that he was succumbing to pressure from the legal industry. It sounds to me like if there was any pressure from the legal industry, that didn't influence his decision making as much as, oh, I really want to be in with these guys. I want to be in with the in crowd.
Even more damning.
Yeah.
It was because of Fauci. How dare he say that you question science if you question Fauci? That's the first thing. Second thing is he really intimidated really good medical doctors. that wanted to practice medicine, but they couldn't. They couldn't practice medicine unless they did it. You know, they basically barred all kinds of medications. They wouldn't let you have medical freedom on treating. And also, they cut off that guy in New York. What was the name of the mayor of New York at the time? The people were cut off from their loved ones as they were dying from COVID-19. They had to look at them. I mean, I'm not saying that people didn't die, and I think that the vaccine was probably good for the elderly and for people that had compromised immune systems, but they did a blanket. They did a blanket and said, hey, everybody's got to get it. That's the federal position on it. And he changed his tune.
Well, the other thing that has come to light, and it came to light this morning in that hearing, and by the way, I did watch the hearing, and Democrats were aching to delay, to obfuscate. They kept trying to introduce more. Let's just wait until we get more information. Let's delay any decision on this for another week while we find out what the lawyers wanted to do. And Rand Paul said, no, we've had plenty of time for them to tell us what they want. We've had plenty of time for them to answer the questions. They aren't answering the questions, which is by definition, when you are subpoenaed to Congress, to a congressional committee, to answer questions, and you don't answer those questions, you are in contempt of Congress. So they went right into the vote, and they voted that he is in contempt of Congress. Now,
that's a good first step. And remember, under the Obama administration, there were thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that died with H1.
Whoops, I didn't do that. It disconnected on us, Howard, but I got to take a break anyway. The question was, before the committee today, the question was not, did Fauci do anything illegal? The question was, is he in contempt of Congress? That's what they're getting him on. They're not getting him on his immunity about any decisions he made in relation to COVID are not in question here. What was in question was, did he prevent Congress, a congressional committee, from doing its job? That's when you're holding them in contempt. And the committee, a majority of the committee said, yes, he did. He is in contempt. So what happens now? That is the question. I've got the answer coming up next on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So we got triple digits today. We got triple digits tomorrow. I think triple digits into parts of the weekend. When you turn on that car and you hit that air conditioner, you want it to work right. I'm Lee Matthews. I don't know about you, but when I'm driving down Hefner Raceway and I see somebody with their windows open and I think to myself, you poor soul, you need to go get your air conditioning looked at or at least tuned up at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, that's what they're here to do. Frontier Auto Group, they've been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they're here to help continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle if you've got AC problems, a weak battery, low tire pressure. You know, it's possible for your battery to be cooked in all of this heat. It is. Check engine lights, recalls, safety issues, they'll take care of it all, no charge, and then you'll be there. They will be your best friend when it comes to taking care of your car. And they're just minutes from Oklahoma City or anywhere you are off El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Need custom shirts, uniforms, embroidery, or promotional products fast? Then call S&S Textiles today. Local businesses, schools, teams, and first responders have trusted S&S Textiles since 1972 for quality screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, police, fire, and EMS apparel. Get your order started now and make your brand stand out. Visit sstextilesinc.com. Call 405-632-9928 or stop by 2400 Southwestern Avenue. S&S Textiles, quality service and fast turnaround you can count on.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at OSFA.info.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Calling for clear skies tonight, low 76. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 100. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Into Saturday, sunny and a high of 102. Sunday, sunny and a high of 101. It's 98 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Mark is in Choctaw. Hi, Mark. Thank you for hanging on.
Not a problem, sir. Hey, wasn't Steve Bannon put in jail for contempt of Congress?
Yes, he was. He got the maximum prison sentence.
He sure did. So what's the difference?
Well, the difference will be in how this goes down. Now, normally, if the committee finds that Fauci was in contempt of Congress, it would then go to the Senate, and the Senate would vote on whether or not it goes to the Department of Justice, and then the Department of Justice would decide what the punishment's going to be. In this particular case, Rand Paul, who's chairman of the committee, wants to bypass the full body of the Senate and send it right to the Department of Justice so that they can, as soon as possible, decide whether or not his pardon from former Joe Biden is protecting him or not.
The man should just go straight to jail.
I think he can do up to a year in jail and a $100,000 fine. I think that's the maximum penalty.
Dang, that's too bad.
Yeah,
that's not enough. What the man did.
Well, then you got to look. Then you got to look at the. You got to look at how old he is. He's 85, so he wouldn't last long in prison.
I'm not going to comment.
Okay.
keep telling everybody to keep hydrating and make sure everybody gets out and votes, because I listen to you daily and I love your show.
Thank you, Mark.
And I'm thinking, how can we make this place change? In Oklahoma, we're good, but other places that are voting that other party, we need to get our butts out and vote, because that's where we're lacking.
The midterm election is the, these midterm elections are the ones that affect you personally more directly and quicker than the major general elections.
True.
Yeah.
Because it happens sooner and more affect local.
Yeah, and so, there are usually more state questions on a midterm election than there are on a general election. And so more people usually don't vote in midterm elections, and therefore they don't vote on the particular state questions. That's how we got legalized marijuana. It was on a midterm election.
I guess I keep seeing the number of people coming in when they're counting the votes. It's like 20 and 30,000 people are making a determination for a 200,000 person area.
Exactly. Yes,
like,
exactly.
WTF.
Yes.
Right? Like,
and
raise the BS.
Well, and if you are an activist, let's say you're an activist and you're trying to get something passed, like, minimum wage change, or you're trying to get something like legalized marijuana changed, that makes it easier for them to get the initiative changed.
Yeah, because nobody gets out and votes.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
But they motivate enough of their people to vote, whatever that issue is. Yeah.
Right. But everybody else is thinking, my vote won't count.
Right.
Yes, your vote does count.
Yes. No, that's right. That's why I'm backing up what you said, Mark, that it is important that you vote, and it's important that you vote in every election. every election, your vote counts.
Keep it up, dude. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, for listening on Freedom 96.9. Yeah, the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee voted along party lines to hold Dr. Fauci in contempt after he invoked the Fifth Amendment 100 times. After a committee vote does not automatically result in a penalty, so Dr. Fauci to face these punishments, the following must occur. The committee chair, Rand Paul, indicated he plans to bypass the full Senate and send it right to the U.S. Department of Justice because of the pardon issue. The Justice Department and federal prosecutors then will evaluate the case, convene a grand jury, and decide whether or not to formally indict. Then the federal district court judge will have to rule on whether or not Fauci's use of the Fifth Amendment was valid in a trial and followed by a trial resulting in a conviction. Dr. Fauci's legal team from Shetler, Oronado, Mead, and Smears maintains that he is on solid ground, arguing the contempt resolution is politically motivated. It is. But it is because we now know, because of his stupid diary and because of his cell phone, we know that he lied. And we know that he lied on purpose. So why not go after him? Legal experts note that while former President Joe Biden granted Fauci a preemptive pardon for actions through January 2025, that pardon does not cover his recent congressional testimony. Nonetheless, constitutional scholars remain divided on whether the prosecutors could successfully overturn his Fifth Amendment protections. We shall see. I'm Lee Matthews. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I don't care what the Democrats say, and I don't care what's going on in Iran. The stock market and the money market and all those things that we use to make extra money are ignoring it. They are going bananas like gangbusters. And you know who can benefit most from that? You. And you know who's got their eye on all of that activity and can better utilize your money and make more money for you? McGuire, Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. He's a fiduciary. He does not get paid unless you get paid, so it's in his interest that you make money, and it doesn't matter if you've got $5, $50, $5,000, $5 million, whatever it is. Call him personally, 405-760-5863. Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital will answer that phone because it's his cell phone. Now, you may hear some chirping seagulls in the background because he's on vacation, but he'll still set up an appointment to talk things over with you at McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany. Take advantage of all of this activity in the market right now by calling McGuire Capital.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They've created a gap between what people believe to be true and what they're willing to say in public. And that's essentially the whole WNBA right now. There's nobody sitting in the WNBA going, yeah, we could beat the Knicks right now. Okay, yeah, we could beat the Spurs. Bring in Wembanyama. They know they can't compete with them. But this idea that they're going along with this pretend notion that they could is actually going to destroy their league.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, clear skies tonight, low 76, partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, high 100, tomorrow night 74 for the low, and then into Saturday sunny with a high of 102, Sunday sunny, high of 101, it's 98 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Questionable behavior from the Superintendent of Education, Robert Franklin, a candidate. Has that changed your mind? Would it change your mind? One major Oklahoma television station is giving up on its own industry. I know what that's all about. And what will happen to Dr. Fauci now that, well, now that we know that he is and he has been found to have been in contempt of Congress? And what do you think about it? 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, this is Tom from Midwest City.
Hello, Tom in Midwest City. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes, sir. I've got another weird idea.
Okay.
We're trying to build a county jail, right?
Yes.
And it keeps, it's overrun on fries and stuff. So why don't we, instead of making it three stories or two stories or four, whatever, build it like 10 or 12 stories and put a data center on top of the county jail and let the data center, instead of, because they won't, it won't be property tax, let them pay the jail. They pay all the electric, all the water, all the building. The jail can have extra people working because all the extra money. They could have maintenance done because all the extra money.
Yeah. Hey. In theory, it's not a bad idea. I mean, we don't need another multi-story jail because it's too easy to vandalize. But okay, why don't we build the jail that we're building now, which is, I think it's several different buildings. I don't think they're any taller than two-story. And put a data center right next to them.
Get
that job done, yeah.
Yeah, and just pay for it that way.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Tom in Midwest City on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Alan writes, Lee, do you remember the name Alex Preddy? He's the guy that was participating in the protest that was protesting ICE. He didn't put a gun to a peaceful protest several times in a row while kicking vehicles and breaking federal property, cursing at federal agents. He ended up dead for it. Jordan Salinas brought a gun to buy a cheeseburger and ended up engaging the In-N-Out shooter, ultimately saving lives, then helped the wounded. You tell me the difference between selfishness versus selflessness. Yes, Alan, you're absolutely right. Thanks for coming to that conclusion. On Freedom 96.9, hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, where are you?
Right now, Oklahoma City.
All right, sir. Go ahead.
Lots of questions, lots of great answers. I got a simple one. By the way, the data centers was a great idea. Everybody ruining our landscape and our farms. People don't move to the country to have turbines, cell phone, whatever you call them things, the photo sites, all that. They don't do that out of the country. Put that stuff in town. Question on the taxes. So when the legislators vote to give a particular selected corporation the tax break and not get taxes, now they're wanting to write a bill that then they have to decide, or they're obligated to pay the losing entity the difference that they don't get from the tax exempt?
I'm not sure I understand it properly. This is State Question 844.
yes.
Yeah, and I believe it's specific to trade schools and to public schools.
So the simple question is, if they have to make it up to those school entities, whatever the entity is that lost the money because the legislature granted an exemption, A, where does that money come from? And B, why doesn't it come out of their paycheck allowance?
Presumably, that's what the measure is supposed to force. It's supposed to force, okay, you want to come, and let's just say it is a data center. You want to come and build a data center, and you want a tax exemption to...
In Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Voters set to weigh in on a new sales tax to help fund the new county jail. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Department of Justice on Wednesday announced criminal charges against five high-ranking members of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. John Summers has details.
Here's Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche.
We're also announcing today with the State Department more than $100 million in rewards for information leading to the arrest of not only the five that were just unsealed today, but three indicted, previously unsealed cases against additional CJNG leadership.
Blanche says those indicted include relatives and associates of former cartel leader Nemesio Oseguera, known as El Mancho, killed in a Mexican military raid in February. The five suspects are not in U.S. custody and have not appeared in court.
Primary contests are being held in Tennessee today.
One high-profile race is the Republican primary for governor, in which Senator Marsha Blackburn, Congressman John Rose, and State Representative Monty Fritz are running to replace the term-limited Republican Governor Bill Lee. President Trump is an ally of Blackburn, but has also backed Rose in the past and has not endorsed a candidate in the race. Meantime, Tennessee's Republican Senator Bill Hagerty is running unopposed, while five Democrats are running to challenge him in the midterms. There's also a handful of U.S. House races. I'm Scott Carr.
Lawsuits are now being filed over last year's deadly Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem.
The lawsuits seek monetary damages for emotional distress and wrongful deaths when seven people died and more than 100 became sick last summer from Legionella bacteria that formed in several Harlem building cooling towers. The suits allege the city, New York City Health and Hospitals, and maintenance contractors allegedly failed in testing, treating, and maintaining cooling towers and also didn't notify the public on the issue soon enough. Reverend Al Sharpton and attorney Benjamin Crump represent victims and their families. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma County leaders may ask voters to approve a new sales tax to help fund the new county jail, with officials saying costs have risen far beyond the $260 million previously approved by voters, potentially exceeding $600 million. Supporters say more funding is necessary to complete the project, but critics are worried about the burden on taxpayers. The proposal is now headed to county commissioners for further consideration. An Oklahoma City teacher is bringing nearly $20,000 in grants and supplies to her school after winning a national contest. Kimberly Smith, who's a second-grade teacher at Heartland Elementary, was one of 10 educators selected nationwide in Simple Modern's Stock Your School campaign. More than 175,000 votes were cast nationwide, with school officials saying the recognition highlights Smith's dedication to her students and the school. Well, Science Museum Oklahoma has announced the return of Discover Fest to be held September 26th.
The annual event features more than 65 hands-on activities focused on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Families can explore robotics, engineering challenges, live demonstrations, and other interactive exhibits. Registration is available now. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Iran has made a bold claim about nukes. I'll tell you what that is and what it means in terms of negotiation as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of a morning thunderstorm followed by a heavier one in the afternoon. These slow-moving thunderstorms may lead to flooding downpours. The high will reach 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We are not going to win.
The new Freedom 96.9.
The war against some kind of ID.
Not last week.
Democratic Party's agenda.
Not yesterday.
Doesn't really ever get 51%.
Keep up with what's happening.
This guy's nuts.
Now.
He makes no sense in the real world.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
It's a bunch of overeducated little white turds.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Who think they know more than other people know.
I'm here. I was doing some tidying up here. Lee Matthews on the drive, Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Some questionable behavior from the superintendent of education candidate, Robert Franklin. Will it change your mind? Talking about the housing shortage, too. We talked with Director of Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner, about that. One major Oklahoma television station is giving up on its own industry. In Channel 2 in Tulsa fired just about all of their reporters, and they're going to a more online presentation. That's what they're saying. What that means is artificial intelligence. And what will happen to Dr. Fauci now that he's been held in contempt of Congress, and what do you think about it? Or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Rowdy. I'm leaving Thunderbird Casino.
All right, sir. Are you leaving? Are you leaving because you're too hot?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Yeah.
I had to come back.
You had to
come
leave.
Back out in the heat.
Yeah.
I'm going to Harris.
You were too hot at the casino. They were asking you to leave because you were about to break their bank. That's what was
exactly.
Going on there. Yeah.
Actually, I was sitting there telling the lady she was playing. I said, "Ma'am, I don't want to tell you how to play, but I played this game forever." I said, "If you'll change your bet to da 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 da," and then she hits for $170. She says, "How do you know that?" This one guy says, "The old man told me how to play." I'm going, "Am I the old man?
Yeah.
Really?" But anyway, I was wondering what a political place Tom's going to be running for, because that jail thing that's been tried in other places, by the way, if it's putting data centers in where the jail's at. That's actually a good idea.
It has been tried, you think?
Yeah, I think it was Chattanooga or something like that.
Oh, okay.
They've done it. They put data centers on certain floors and stuff like that. I could be wrong but anyhow, I tell you, I play games. I can't tell you all the political things.
No. That's fine. Yeah.
But anyhow, I was talking about the school thing, and you know, I know school teachers, and they get, you know, she won an award. It was a good. This was a good teacher. But I know school teachers, and they'll hold out their hands for money because they need it for their classrooms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, they tear their classrooms out, and instead of reusing it in the next classroom, well, they want new stuff in the next classroom. And I personally know people that have done that.
Yeah.
And I think he was the one that said that, you know, overall the scheme of things, we actually ranked number 23 in the nation.
When you take cost of living into account.
Yes.
Okay, because we have a very low cost of living, Rowdy. We don't. It's not expensive to live in Oklahoma. So
Oklahoma, people come here all the time. People want to come here. Now we do have the most missing persons anywhere in the nation. So I don't know.
Well, you know, that's because we got a lot of property, and you know, when you want to 86 somebody, it's pretty easy to do. So I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not encouraging. Yes, I'm not encouraging people to bury their bodies here. Okay.
I want his family dead. I want his
birthday. Years and years ago.
Go ahead.
Years and years ago, Draper Lake was actually the dumping ground.
I know that.
Train station. And you know, it's like everybody acts like that's out in the wilderness. You know, you're right outside the city.
Yeah.
But when
I moved to town in 2006, they were still digging bodies and cars in bodies out of that lake. So,
Draper Lake. Yeah. I was out there one time with a lady friend of mine after watching the sub races. And she goes, hey, I'm kind of scared. You got a gun? And of course, you know me, I kind of carry guns. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I pulled out a gun with like 10 magazines and I had a box. And she said, do you expect the trouble? And I said, absolutely not.
No.
I had, you know, 60 rounds already magazined up, ready to go.
And, you know, now if I'm here to make you feel safe, you know,
And this was back when you really, you know, we carried guns, you weren't allowed to carry guns. Now you're allowed to carry guns. And we're not as good as Texas, but Oklahoma, you know, they stand your ground law, but there's still those attorneys out there and those liberal judges that will say, well, if you can walk away or if you can get away, you know, whereas in, like, Texas and some other places, they say, well, if you had to shoot him because you're afraid he's going to go get a gun and go to the car, they stand with you. But you have to be careful out here if you can still carry or you can open carry out here, because some of them will read that as and saying, if you can walk away, you could have gotten your car and drove away.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Hey, but so, you know, you may end up standing before your peers before trying to prove yourself. But
no, I got into a big argument about that with my brother-in-law, who was you know, I've got guns, Lee, and I can carry, but I just started thinking about how much liability is going on with this, because even if you successfully defend yourself, you're opened up to a lot of liability. And I said, yes, you are, but I'd still rather be liable than dead.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And this isn't Friday, you know, but this gun topic. I've known people that carry their gun and, you know, they open carry, some of them conceal carry, hide carry, whatever. But were they coming out, that guy that did the shooting, I think he probably reported on that, you know, they went after his parents for allowing him to have guns, you know, when they knew that he was showing behavior of not being, shouldn't have guns. But, of course, the people who want guns, you know, they think they're trying to ban multiple magazines, you know.
That was in Minnesota, and Minnesota's a purple state. And they successfully charged the parents with aiding and abetting. And I think they each got 5 years, and they're both in prison. The son is, I think, locked up for life. But they successfully got them for aiding and abetting. Now, Oklahoma, luckily, is a state where, okay, that won't come into play.
We're pretty much red state.
But yeah,
you never know. I think they should go after a lot of parents when their kids mess up, because parents can be, complacent in helping them.
Sure.
You know, act like a fool. They learned that somewhere. And I think I mentioned before, I think if you.
Am I losing
you? Should never be. I should be a punishment. You know, there's got to be some punishments. Or if you just pick them up and dust their little britches off and slap them on the butt and send them along the way.
Likewise, if your child is undiagnosed on the spectrum because you didn't want to face the fact that they might be on the spectrum, or or their peculiar behavior never rang a bell for you, I think the parents should be held liable for that in some by some means.
Yes. And you know, speaking of undiagnosed or being on the spectrum stuff, back when I was growing up, if you had something issues, you know, we hid that and dealt with it. Now they reward them. If you have say autism or something like that, they say, yeah, I have autism, like it's a trophy or something like that.
Or an accomplishment, yeah.
And I've actually known people whose children walk with crutches and stuff because they think, you know, it makes them look cool, and they get, I don't know if it's recognition or what. Of course, I had long hair growing up in school, and I kind of stood out. Back then, if you wore glasses, they made fun of you wearing glasses. You wore braces, you made fun of you wearing braces, stuff like that. And redheads, they used to make little poems about redheads that I can't repeat on the radio.
Yes.
Now everybody's dying to have redheads. In fact, one of my lady friends is redheaded. And when they say they have attitudes, they do have attitudes, by the way. I will confirm that.
They used to say with red hair had nasty tempers, but it really has nothing to do with that at all. But
Rowdy, soul suckers.
Yeah, Rowdy, I got to run. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Courtney writes, Lee, Oklahoma City Police use Flock license plate readers, LPRs, to help locate a fatal hit-and-run suspect yesterday that killed a woman riding a scooter. According to authorities, they collected pieces of a car that were consistent with the 2025 black Nissan Altima. Through reviewing Flock cameras, they were able to locate the car, confirm the damage on the passenger side, and make sure that it was a match with the woman's injuries. As much as we gripe about these Flock license plate reader cameras, we must understand that they are a valuable tool for law enforcement to catch bad guys. And Courtney, I agree. I don't have a problem with them. We've been using them since 2018. The only question is do the assistance that they provide, are they worth the $200,000, $208,000, whatever the fee is, that we have to pay to use the company to use those cameras? That's the question. Or are we only catching one or two burglars or stolen vehicles per year, and we're spending over $200,000 to do so? Maybe that's not worth it. 405-608-4377. I don't know the answer to those questions, but 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Yes, this is April in Edmond.
Hello, April. Good to hear from you.
Yes, so my husband and I were discussing the Fauci thing, and we think it would be the rudest for him to take a booster every day for his punishment.
Oh, Fauci, you mean?
Yes.
Take one and wear 10 masks every day and see how easy it is to breathe.
Oh, yeah. So we were saying a booster a day keeps Fauci away.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's all we had to say.
No, I mean, I asked this question at the beginning of the week, and nobody's really answered it. I don't know if I'm being overly masculine when I ask this question, but what 85-year-old man, or even I would expect maybe a woman to keep a diary at that age before I would a man to keep a diary that age. I don't know any red-blooded American male that would be keeping a diary like that. Maybe a journal if you're a novelist or a screenwriter or something along those lines, but not a diary where you're spilling out all your feelings about something. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think it's working out in our favor because they're able to use that.
Yeah.
And so God was looking out for us because now they can use it and see what was really going on.
You're right about that. But you see, that's the other thing. Even if I were a high-ranking public official like that, I wouldn't keep a diary of anything. I wouldn't want anybody being able to find that and use it against me in a court of law.
Well, it just shows he's not as smart as he thinks he is.
No, we know that. Yeah, we now know that. That's for sure. And he probably was not qualified to be in the position he was in.
No, absolutely not.
Speaking of which, Yes, thank you very much, April. Speaking of which, the winner of the Michigan Democrat primary Is he as smart as he's making himself out to be? He's making himself out to be a medical doctor, but is he? Try to answer that question a little later on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Marvin writes, Lee, I got to ask something about that. What looks like the government corruption to me. I saw a family member of a Jones police officer driving a city vehicle around town. When taxpayers are footing the bill, folks deserve to know who's allowed to use those vehicles and whether everybody's playing by the same rules. I wouldn't sweat too much about that, Marvin. There's an argument that the police or a highway patrol or sheriff's department should not be able to bring their company vehicle home. They should park them in a motor pool and then drive home. The thing is that those law enforcement officers may get a call the second they get on duty, and they need to be able to be ready to go. The same can be said for a lot of other municipal vehicles. Let's say you're the mayor of a small town or maybe the water commissioner of a small town, and they give you a company truck. You should be able to drive that company truck around town because they may need you at a moment's notice to go fix something. So I wouldn't sweat that too much. I don't think it's that big of a waste. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's not like somebody is embezzling gasoline from the town supply or the town account. If that vehicle is needed to perform your job, okay, I get it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Iran is acting mighty bold, and when you start talking to the people of Iran, they don't have any reason to be bold because they're teetering on collapse. At least that's what one account says. We'll get into that coming up. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. We're hearing more about that good guy with a gun that thwarted that shooting that was over at the In-N-Out Burger in Idaho. He had a Fabric National 5.7 pistol. It looks like he had a laser pointer mounted on it, and he also had a suppressor mounted on it. Now, all that said, from what I have read, he did not hit the bad guy or even come close to hitting the bad guy, but just his return fire was enough to inspire the bad guy to do himself in, and that's the beauty of a good guy with a gun. Always thwarts a bad guy with a gun. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. National Shooting Sports Month is on, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate with incredible savings and fun, whether it's a Fabric National, a suppressor, or anything else you're looking for. How about a Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm bundle? It's complete with three total magazines, a Viridian Green Dot optic, and a range bag, $509.99. They've even got the HK CC9 9mm in stock and on sale. It's highly sought after, so get them while they last. 20% off MSRP. Save 15% on Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. And remember, every Wednesday in the month of August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half price range time. All the good stuff. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time. Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals, in my case, sooner than you think. Tune in to Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
69.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. You are being psyoped by Russia. You are being psyoped by Qatar. You are being psyoped by Iran. It is a very serious thing to try to divide the West because the West is a superpower, the United States in particular. We are the baddest-ass kids on the block. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
His diaper's always dirty. I think the guy's insane. He ain't no stable genius. Got a teeny tiny penis and he doesn't have a brain.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell, how do you know about the size of his hydraulics? And I didn't think you were that way, Rosie. I mean, have you even seen one in person? I mean... 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Jesse is in Kingfisher. Thank you for hanging on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Lee, for taking the call.
Sure.
I was calling to make comments about Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
You know, he's the same wackadoo that gave drugs to AIDS patients that was for chemotherapy patients.
Yep.
And that killed quite a few of them. I say it just left that part alone and treated them like, hey, maybe you got the flu. There'd still be more of them alive today.
Mm-hmm.
My thinking is, whatever he can do to cull the herd that's diseased through his opinions that weren't based in fact, I think he did it. The same way with COVID. They brought a wackadoo in there to do a job. The wackadoo's job was to take out as many people as he could.
I don't know that he was going to try to take out as many as he could, but if we did take out as many as we could, it wasn't going to him. You know, there's a lot of people who are evolutionary biologists. I've known evolutionary biologists, and they really are like that. They're okay, this is survival of the fittest. This is why people get sick and die, because the weak are supposed to get sick and die, and the strong are supposed to survive. And so as head of the CDC, I would imagine that he's got a lot of evolutionary biology under his belt, and so I can easily see those kinds of sensibilities in him.
Yeah, I can see it happening naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But to go out and do gain-of-function experiments just so he can make people sick,
well,
fund
and,
it in
yeah.
every country.
And that's where the big conflict was. The big conflict was, okay, was there gain-of-function research? Oh, no, there wasn't. And come to find out there was. And come to find out we did finance it. And come to find out Fauci was lying through his teeth.
Recently it came out that he did the gain-of-function thing for monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
Which primarily infect only sexually active gay men.
Yes.
Thank God I don't fall under that category.
Well, I've not seen Anthony Fauci with a woman, so I don't know.
He might play the part of a woman.
I don't know. He might. Bottom line is, it doesn't really matter at this point. He's so old, whatever punishment is given to him won't be much. So
I think a good old-fashioned public flogging and tar and feathering.
Flogging and stoning, yeah. Flogging and stoning, yeah. Thanks for the call, Jesse and Kingfisher. I really don't think that that's what's going to happen. I do believe that when they found that he was in contempt of Congress and releasing the information that was in the diary and releasing the information that they found on the phone, which they haven't done yet, but they could, that would probably be enough of a punishment to tarnish Fauci's ego, because evidently he is a narcissist and he has quite an ego, because we found that out just by reading some of the passages of his diary. So that might be enough of a tarnishment that his legacy as the head of the CDC go down in flames, kind of like J. Edgar Hoover, when we found out all the stuff about J. Edgar Hoover we found out about, that he desperately was trying to hide and keeping tabs on people to expose if they found out and we're going to expose it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. On the way, Trump's blockade on Iranian ports. They remained in effect. How much longer?
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Iran says a deal to keep the Strait of Hormuz open to shipping is close. The proposed agreement would divide control between Iran and Oman while maintaining commercial traffic under international maritime law. Critics argue the plan gives Iran greater influence over the strategic waterway. The Senate has voted to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress.
If there's one person that should be held in contempt, it's Anthony Fauci. I think in the future, in dictionaries, when they say liar and they have an example, it's any statement by Anthony Fauci. Because I think everything he did was a complete lie. He lied to the American public and people died because of he lied.
Senator Rick Scott says Fauci should be held accountable for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, while Fauci cited his Fifth Amendment rights despite receiving a presidential pardon from Joe Biden.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 464 points, the S&P 500 fell 13 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 15 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare has proven you can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com.
Oklahoma County leaders may ask voters to approve a new sales tax to help fund the new county jail, with officials saying costs have risen far beyond the $260 million previously approved by voters, potentially exceeding $600 million. Supporters say more funding is necessary to complete the project, but critics are worried about the burden on taxpayers. A proposal is now headed to county commissioners for further consideration. An Oklahoma City teacher is bringing nearly $20,000 in grants and supplies to her school after winning a national contest. Kimberly Smith, who's a second grade teacher at Heartland Elementary, was one of 10 educators selected nationwide in Simple Modern's Stock Your School campaign. More than 175,000 votes were cast nationwide, with school officials saying the recognition highlights Smith's dedication to her students and the school. Well, Science Museum Oklahoma has announced the return of Discover Fest to be held September 26th. The annual event features more than 65 hands-on activities focused on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Families can explore robotics, engineering challenges, live demonstrations, and other interactive exhibits. Registration is available now. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and Range Bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
So Obamacare was supposed to make everything cheaper. All it ended up doing was making everything more expensive and harder to get for those who are trying to get health care. But not for you if you're eligible for Medicare. Now, if you are eligible for Medicare, you were born in 1961, and I know you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts, and whatnot. Not to try to get you to buy Obamacare, but to sign up for Medicare. And that's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in. 405-848-5790. No matter what you've had up until now, they will get you signed up and covered. And if there's any blanks along the way, they can take care of that, too. The team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. So it doesn't matter about Obamacare or any other government bureaucracy. Call 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, right here in Oklahoma City. They'll come and talk to you in person and come up with a plan that works for you. 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokieBakery.com.
Is the winner of the Michigan Democrat primary for Senate actually a doctor, as he claims he is? I'll tell you what I found out in the next 30 seconds as Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 and the drive continues.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of a morning thunderstorm followed by a heavier one in the afternoon. These slow-moving thunderstorms may lead to flooding downpours. The high will reach 101. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 74. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Actually, any rain we get over the weekend would be most welcome. We need it. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Join in the conversation. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. So a superintendent of education candidate, Robert Franklin, confessed, yes, 10 to 12 years ago, he did grab and retain a student with special needs and ended up scratching their neck behind the ears. He owned it. He apologized to the parent. The parent seemed to be okay with it, although that story did come out today. Has that changed your mind about Superintendent of Education candidate Robert Franklin? It hasn't changed mine, other than if he were in a situation where he was teaching a special needs student, and he had any problem like that with his fuse, maybe he shouldn't have been teaching. Maybe he shouldn't have been in that classroom. And that's another one of the things that I like about James Taylor. James Taylor has spent more time in the classroom and knows what the classroom needs. Now, the argument is that Robert Franklin has more administrative experience. Well, okay, if you want to look at it that way, but as far as being superintendent of education, I want the superintendent of education's interests to be focused on the classroom, the teacher, the student, not the administrations. We already have too many administrations, I believe, and we need to actually get rid of some of them. There's too many of them. Thoughts on that, if any, 405-608-4377. One major Oklahoma television station is giving up on its own industry. And what is happening here is we're starting to see the chickens of deregulation come home to roost. Deregulation was supposed to make the broadcast industry a lot more competitive, and in some ways it did. But what it, the unintended consequences meant that large companies could then, it would be a lot easier for large companies to own local television and radio stations. Well, then those large companies started to try to run those local television and radio stations as though they were company entities rather than local entities. The license to broadcast upon those frequencies is contingent upon that company's ability to serve the local public, and they're not doing it. Why? Well, now the race is to try to make everything as inexpensive as possible and as artificial as possible and as consistent as possible, as though you are a Walmart selling the same product at the same price throughout the United States. But that's not the nature of broadcasting. The nature of broadcasting has always been to serve the community. So I think that's where the focus should be. Are these large companies, with all their artificial intelligence and all of the changes that they're trying to make, still serving the communities? And if the answer is no, then those licenses need to be revoked. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. A lot of these large companies don't understand that it is a zero-sum game. There's only so many people your frequency can reach. You cannot produce 3 to 5% growth per quarter, which is what Wall Street likes to see. If you are a large company, that's what you are going for. That's what you're trying to achieve. If you cannot achieve that, well, then get out of the business, and that's what a lot of them are doing. Or giving up on the business, which seems to be the case with Channel 2 in Tulsa. They fired a bunch of people today. What will happen to Dr. Fauci? And now that we know that he, at least according to the Congressional Committee, committed congressional contempt, we will have to wait and see as the process works its way out. Iran making bold claims. Meanwhile, sources inside the country say it's on the verge of collapse. President Donald Trump's blockade on the Iranian ports remained in effect today as the deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz appears near. Iran's top Revolutionary Guard commander declared yesterday that Tehran would continue working on nuclear weapons as long as the United States and Israel possess them as well. Meanwhile, reports of Iranians stealing bread, cheese, meat, and other basic groceries are fueling concerns that the country's worsening economic crisis may be pushing households toward a breaking point. An investigation published yesterday by the Iranian newspaper Janan and Sanat describes supermarket workers encountering customers who allegedly conceal inexpensive food items or ate packaged products inside the store without paying. The accounts are anecdotal and do not establish the national prevalence of food theft, but analysts say they reflect the amount of pressure created by the inflation, currency depreciation, and collapsing purchasing power. Reports have surfaced that the Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian acknowledged the country was facing difficulties and problems while insisting during a televised address yesterday that Iran remained powerful and respected. No. It isn't. It's neither. Maliki said worsening food insecurity could become the trigger for renewed demonstrations, pointing to Iran's November 2019 protests. He also cautioned that the economic desperation would not necessarily produce immediate political change. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and Basij parliamentary forces have repeatedly demonstrated their willingness to kill rather than make significant economic concessions. One supermarket employee, identified only as Amir Hossein, told Janan and Sanat that he had witnessed several suspected thefts during the previous 10 months. The employee described the customer allegedly taking cheese, butter, cakes, pastries, and meat, according to Iranian International's account of the newspaper investigation. So when the people get hungry enough and tired enough and cold enough, pretty soon they won't give a damn. And they'll do something about it. 405-608-4377. Rudy writes, Lee, a federal judge in Texas has ruled that the federal government can no longer enforce key registration requirements for firearm suppressors, short-barreled rifles, and short-barreled shotguns against plaintiffs in a lawsuit brought by Kansas and 14 other states. The court found the regulations unconstitutional after Congress eliminated the underlying tax to support them. U.S. District Judge James Wesley Hendricks of the Northern District of Texas ruled Wednesday that the provisions of the National Firearms Act required registration, reporting, and record keeping for those firearms and accessories exceed Congress's constitutional authority. It's another chink in the armor of the gun grabbers. Rudy, thanks for sharing. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Derek from Baker. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Derek. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I've got a couple of divergent questions that actually had in the same thing. So what do you think about this current socialistic DSA tripe that we're dealing with now, all these communists getting voted in and stuff like that?
Oh. I think it is a fad. I really do. Here's what's happening. The Democrat Party bankrupted itself trying to get Kamala Harris elected, and it spent more money than it had. So now it is at a deficit. And the only money coming into the Democrat Party is coming from that ultra communistic side of things through the George Soroses of the world and those like. So they have to pretend like, okay, we're going to let you into the fold so that they can get some cash flow. But I think ultimately, and we're starting to see that today, I mean, earlier today, James Carville said this isn't going to last. This DSA takeover of the Democrat Party isn't going to last. We'll see. If they allow it to continue, it's going to divide that party to the point where it's no longer going to be a political party. But I don't see it taking hold. I don't see it taking hold nationwide, Derek. I really don't.
I'm kind of concerned about it, but I'm just concerned about the future generations thinking, hey, you know what, Mandami isn't so bad after all. I'm like,
look at what happened today. Mandami was booed at a speech he made in his own borough of New York. Because they don't think he's doing things fast enough. He's not everything he's promised. He's not done anything that he's promised to do yet. And this bonehead in Michigan that wants to get rid of everything and is running up against Mike Rogers, every time he opens his mouth, he's producing an advertisement for Mike Rogers. So any moderate or anybody on the fence is going to vote for Mike Rogers, not this bonehead.
Right? And it's almost like they're cutting their nose despite their face.
And then this gubernatorial candidate, what is her name? Francesca Hong, who's running for governor in Wisconsin, who said, we need to get rid of Thanksgiving because it celebrates a repressive regime. And then she turned right around 2 days later and said, oh, no, it's one of my favorite holidays. And then turned right around and said, I hate Halloween. And then turned right around and said, we need to defund all the police. And then, oh, no, we don't need to defund the police. And we need to open up our borders and blah, 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 on and on and on and on. She's a member of that liberal elite in Wisconsin that exists on a spit of land. And this is not figurative. This is actually exists. The University of Wisconsin largely occupies a spit of land between two lakes there in Madison, Wisconsin, that's known as the Isthmus. And that's a little boiling cauldron of liberalism. And that's where this woman is from. She's from the Isthmus of Wisconsin. And her ideas and flakiness are not going to get anywhere.
I hope not. Yeah. It's just, it's frustrating to see that this is making a comeback. You know, we were all of the age of when communists weren't good. The government wasn't very good. The people were, they had to deal with what they had to deal with. Yeah. But the government was terrible. And that's why it fell apart.
Well, it's appealing to some people in New York because they want free stuff. And if you promise them free stuff, you get elected. But if you promise them free stuff and their lives get worse, they don't vote for you again. So Mamdani's getting a lot of attention because he's in New York. Hong's getting a lot of attention because she's in Wisconsin. This bonehead El Sayed, who, he beat an incumbent in the primary. Well, that doesn't mean he's going to beat Mike Rogers. In fact, the Republican Party wanted him to win because he's such a lousy candidate. And it came out today that the guy's not even an MD that he said he is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, he says he's a medical doctor. Well, he did get a doctorate from Oxford University, which he attended as a Rhodes Scholar, but he's never finished his clinical practice. He's never finished a fellowship. He's never done everything you have to do to get a medical residency to become a full-fledged PhD MD. He's not done any of it. So he served as executive director of the Detroit Health Department and was health director of the Wayne County, Michigan. But that's all he's done. Those were appointed positions, by the way. All he had to do is know the right person in the right place. So he didn't earn any of that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? My opinion of it is it's really absurd. I'm just hoping that we'll get this red wave they keep talking about.
Yeah, it's a fad. They're not going to win the midterms with this kind of a platform. It is a fad, and the news media is grabbing onto it because it's the only thing they can grab onto to make the Democrat Party look good. But when you have old schoolers like James Carville and the Clintons and even Bill Maher saying, no, that's too wacko. That's too wacko for me.
Yeah. Well, that's great for us.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. So.
Yes.
And also on this little Gettner Grumman thing, to back that up a little bit, there is another rhino in the mayor of Oklahoma City. He, David Holt.
Yeah.
There's and said, hey, let's have Kamala in there. And I'm like, well, that's not Republican. That's straight up Democrat.
Yeah, David Holt is a rhino, and you just about have to be to get elected to mayor of Oklahoma City because you have to please the people in southwest Oklahoma City. You have to please the people in eastern Oklahoma City. You have to please, you know, there's a lot of little hotbeds of liberalism you have to please. Otherwise, you're not going to get elected.
Right. Now, that can go on for 20 years. That's open-ended. I can't remember. Okay, well, that's going to be interesting because I've seen a lot more homeless people come in after he's been mayor. A lot.
Oh, yeah.
And they shipped them out to Shawnee. They shipped them out to Rewoka. And
yep.
Tulsa does the same thing.
Yep.
It's terrible. And they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I myself was homeless. Somebody probably did a get off the phone. I myself was homeless, but I determined the first night out, this isn't going to how it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You knew things were going to get better. You were probably part of the 1%. Now, forgive me, but from what I can see, the other 99% of the people who are homeless in Oklahoma City don't want shelter. They don't want food. They don't want anything but a crack or fentanyl. Okay, that's what they want.
Well, it is for me. What I've learned is that it is a choice because it's actually a pretty easy lifestyle. You don't have to go pay bills.
Yep.
You don't have to wake up and go to a job. You don't have to do any of those things. You don't even have to really feed yourself because other people are going to feed you for you. So,
yeah, yeah. If you don't mind where you sleeping in a different place all the time, if you don't mind eating something different at a different time, it's a pretty good life.
Yeah, I mean, not bad. I mean, you can act crazy and people are going to leave you alone. And,
yeah.
It's just, you know, I had a better dream of actually baking something out of myself, so I did. So.
Mm-hmm. And
anyway,
let's face it, that takes effort. That takes work. I'm not saying the people that are homeless are lazy, but I am saying most of them have some sort of chemical dependency problem or mental health problem that is not going to be fixed by simply giving them shelter because they don't want that. It's not going to be fixed by just giving them a meal. They don't want that. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So I see that the president over at OU has endorsed the construction of the new Turnpike extension, and we need to start looking at it in a different light, okay? It's not a new Turnpike extension that's going to charge us to drive on roads we're already paying for. It will give us more roads to drive on. And the more roads you drive on, the more you're going to drive, and the more you're going to drive, the more you're going to need service, and that's where the Frontier Auto Group comes in. I'm Lee Matthews. Not only can Frontier Auto Group sell you a new Chevy, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, or Dodge, but then they can maintain it, too. In their office, whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC, recalls, and safety issues, and they do so at no charge. In fact, they check all of those anyway during regularly scheduled visits. So, set yours up by calling 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group. Just minutes from anywhere you are in Oklahoma City, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. In El Reno, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When you are a teen, it can feel like you need permission for everything. And you might not feel like you control your own life. But when it comes to your body, you decide what is right for you. I know you might have questions. Good. It is important to educate yourself about sexual health and relationships. Talk to a trusted adult, like a parent or doctor, about boundaries, consent, and other safety measures. When it comes to your future, you are in the driver's seat.
For more information, visit oklahoma.gov/health/MCH.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you lithium-ion batteries power many of the devices we use every day, but they need to be charged safely. Always use the manufacturer charger, avoid charging on beds, couches, or other soft surfaces, and don't leave battery-powered devices in a hot vehicle. If a battery is damaged, swollen, or unusually hot, stop using it immediately. Learn more about battery safety from the Oklahoma City Fire Department, because safe charging can save lives.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
It's been
the Democrat Party is lost to this hardcore socialist attitude. And I fought terrorism my whole life. I was an FBI special agent, U.S. Army officer, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. I find it shocking that I'm going to go up against a guy who believes America deserved 9/11.
That's Mike Rogers, former member of the Trump administration, who is the Republican front runner for senator in the state of Michigan. And he's right. Every time his new opponent, El Sayed, opens his mouth, El Sayed creates another advertisement for Mike Rogers and another reason to vote for Mike Rogers. So we'll see what happens. They'll be boiling cauldrons of support for this El Sayed guy out of Detroit. Maybe out of certain parts of Dearborn, because that's where a lot of the Muslim community lives. But you've got the entire Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is largely conservative. You've got a lot of the people who still live in Grand Rapids. They're largely conservative. So, and even if they aren't conservative, they are middle of the road or conservative Democrat, and they're not going to vote for someone who thinks that the United States deserved to get attacked on 9/11. So, yeah, this communistic movement is getting a lot of publicity, but it's not getting a lot of I don't think it's covering a lot of ground. I don't think it's getting a lot of popularity among the people who are going to actually be voting. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. James writes, Lee, you were talking about data centers. If a data center comes to town and you lose your job, then the data center should have to pay a fine if they have a business that people should boycott in or blackball it. James, I don't believe in boycotts or blackballs, but the data center itself is not going to take people's jobs. Maybe the data or the artificial intelligence that it supports is going to take jobs. Maybe that is the case, but that's indirect, and I don't know that there's any way that you could enforce a direct fine along those lines. Although, yeah, it's a nice thought. Denise writes, Lee, you were talking about the Yukon mayor might be out. I say yay. We're still waiting to see what the Yukon City Council has to say about that. They get to decide whether or not it's going to move forward or not. I will try to keep you posted. Joe Pags is coming up next. Say a prayer for Aaron Brillbeck. He was having some stomach trouble this morning. I don't think he's going to be in tomorrow either, but I will with Firearms Friday tomorrow on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.